This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. COVID-related restrictions are easing and people are venturing out again, but even as our masks come off, many in greater Cincinnati are still struggling with the economic fallout of the global pandemic that dominated the last year. Now, an effort by the Community Action Agency of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, in partnership with the City of Cincinnati, looks to leverage $6 million in federal funds to help those struggling to pay rent, mortgages, utilities, and other expenses due to the pandemic. I spoke earlier with a leader in that effort and a man who benefited from it. Here is our recorded conversation. Joining us now is Mark Lawson, Community Action Agency of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, President and CEO. Mark, welcome back to Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, Michael. Glad to be here.
And we also have with us Sean Trammell. He's a CAA Home Relief Program client. Sean, thank you for coming on and talking to us about it.
Hey, how you doing there, Michael? Thank you again for having me.
It's our pleasure to have you. Mark, we're seeing a lot of the scary health effects of the pandemic easing. Fewer mask requirements, more vaccinations, but there's still economic hardship. Can you give us a sense of where our local community stands in that respect as you know it?
Yeah, we're still seeing more people than ever come to us for help, Michael, for all sorts of emergency assistance, from mortgage assistance to rent assistance to utility assistance. We've probably spent around $8 million helping through 3,500 families. Something we've never seen the likes of before, even in the Great Recession. So people are still hurting. It's the after effects of the pandemic. And, we're all hands on deck trying to help as many folks as we can.
That's a significant amount of money. And I imagine that your agency didn't just have that on hand for something like this. How were you able to accumulate those funds to assist?
Yeah, it's a great question. So normally we would set aside maybe $150,000 or $200,000 in a year to help people. So that just gives you the context of how much help is needed. And so we've got a lot of money from folks like the city. We got $9 million from the city. And overall, upwards of $60 million from the federal government passed through the state. So the money's out there. There's a lot of funding available. And it's needed. And we're helping as many people as we can.
What type of neighbor of ours is reaching out? Is it a pretty wide variety of people in need right now?
It is, and it's a wider variety than we've seen in the past. So there's a lot of folks who are coming to CA who have not come to social services for help in the past. And so people have lost jobs through no fault of their own in industries that are slow to come back. That's a lot of what we've seen, and we've tried to stand up a program to address that. Because we saw that people just can't get jobs in the fields they were in before. And there's a lot of people struggling to get back because folks are still not vaccinated all the way. There's still some fear, and childcare is an issue for a lot of folks. So some of the same people we've seen, but a lot of new and different people that have not come to us in the past.
Sean Trammell is a client of the Community Action Agency's relief program. Sean, why did you turn to the Community Action Agency of Cincinnati and Hamilton County? What were you facing?
Well, I was just getting ready to move into a new apartment, and I didn't have the funds, and I was working through GCB as well. But I went out and ventured and found a home place to live, and I seek, help from CAA because people had told me, like, CAA will help you if you just call them, So I said, okay, well, let me give them a call. And then I called and got in contact with Sharon Watkins. Very amazing woman, very amazing. She made things happen for me through the agency that I didn't think was even possible. Well, I was having a problem with transportation. She made that happen.
Sean, if you don't, let's just, if you don't mind sharing with us, what was your life situation at the time? You said you were looking for an apartment.
Yeah, I was basically homeless. And the mental health people, they were supplying rooms at hotels for us to stay before we actually found a permanent residence. So, like I said, I basically just didn't wait for them. I went out and ventured on my own and found my own. But I didn't have the funding because I had been backed up on my unemployment for 5 months with no income. So I was really struggling. And they came through and paid my rent deposit for my new apartment.
When was this?
I moved in actually March 20th.
So you've been there for just a few months.
Not even really a month for real, because I'm taking my rent didn't start till April.
Okay.
So let's say from 2 weeks before April, you know. So, but the thing was, I didn't have no furniture when I came in. My gas and electric, you know, they had helped me with that. Somebody else helped me with the gas and electric, but they furnished me food, furniture, dinette, whole bedroom suite, entire kitchenette stuff, pots, pans, cups, knives, forks, the whole nine yards. And they even supplied the quilts for the beds. You know, what? So they really went above and beyond their call of duty.
What kind of work were you doing when you found yourself unemployed?
Actually, I used to do contracting work. I had owned my own business before the pandemic had started. And my job required me to go into people's homes. So with the pandemic, you know, there wasn't nobody letting me in their house. So that went my job. I had a cleaning service to go with it. But if I don't have no work to do, ain't nobody got to clean nothing. Cut both my services.
Had you ever needed assistance before?
You know what? I've probably been homeless, honestly, for let me see, since 2019.
So you were working, but you didn't have permanent housing?
I didn't have a stable place to stay.
What is this assistance meant to you?
Well, it was a very trying experience, I'll tell you that. But because everywhere that I had to stay, I ended up having to pay. So I'm working basically for a place to stay every day. That's what I was doing. So when I got with CAA and I told them I found a place that I needed rent deposit for, they said they would contact the managers of the building and so forth, the rental office rather. And they got together and they made it happen. And now I'm sitting over here like the happiest man in the world. It's nice to have a peace of mind. I've never had this before.
We're talking with Sean Trammell. He's a client of the Community Action Agency and that organization's Home Relief Program. We're also joined by the Community Action Agency's president and CEO, Mark Lawson. So, Mark, we've got what sounds like a success story here with Sean Trammell, and I'm wondering how you feel about what he's shared with us.
Well, Mr. Trammell's story warms my heart, and it's the reason that we all do the work that we do. And you can hear from him how we did go above and beyond, and we do that for everyone. And it's a little tricky because some of the things that we helped him with, first month's rent and deposit, we can use the federal funding for. Some of the other things, like the furniture, furnishing his apartment, the gift cards, the food gift cards, those are coming from private donations, and people have been extraordinarily generous in this time, donating funds to us that we can use in situations just like this when the federal money doesn't work for a certain person. So yes, the story warms my heart. It's why we do what we do. It's why everybody works as hard as they do.
What have you learned about, I don't want to be corny, but the giving spirit of people responding, those who still had the means to give during this very challenging period we've all shared together?
It's amazing, really, and a little bit surprising because people were hurting, but those that were not reached out to us and have heard that we're on the front lines doing this kind of work and need that extra funding. And so there's a whole host of folks who have donated to us, hearing what we're doing, from corporate partners to individuals, and wanting to help people that need it. And those, people are hearing about the stories like this, and they want to help. And so folks are reaching out to us, and we're grateful for that.
But as we stated at the top of this conversation, Mark, the pandemic's health impact appears to be easing quite dramatically. We are seeing a lot of return to that so-called normalcy, losing masks in many more places, seeing more people fully vaccinated against this deadly virus. But what is still possibly on the horizon or happening now economically for people in our community?
Right. So the health effects might be getting better, but the economic effects are going to be lagging, right? So they're going to lag, and they are still. We're still seeing, you know, hundreds, thousands of calls a day, people coming to our website for online assistance. You know, I don't see it ending anytime soon. There's folks that still are in need of mortgage assistance, for example. There's been a moratorium for federally backed mortgages for some time. That's easing, and so we're seeing more folks needing that kind of help. We know that there's a lot of folks that are behind on their property taxes that we can help with. And then rent. And we still are seeing folks, you know, that are have arrearages. The cool thing about a lot of the funding we have is there's no monetary cap, and we can pay arrearages back to March of last year. So really making landlords whole, as well as keeping tenants and homeowners in their homes.
I want to talk about the process of reaching out for help through an organization like CAA. And Sean Trammell is our guest. He's a client of this organization. He was able to be assisted with his first month's rent and a deposit, as well as some furnishings for his new home and Kroger gift cards and that sort of thing. Says he even got quilts for his bed from CAA. Sean, you talked a little bit about, you know, doing daily work, basically, so you had a place to sleep at night that you would have to pay for. You didn't have stable housing, though. Finally, you did reach out to CAA in the midst of this pandemic when your work had dried up. Was there any challenge for you in asking for help?
You know what, Mike? There was in the beginning. But then I always remember the old saying, a closed mouth don't get fed. So if you don't ask for help, you can't receive help. So I swallowed my pride, despite the fact that I was homeless, because I didn't think less of myself because I was homeless. I just knew I needed the help, so I reached out and asked. And CAA was there to help me.
How would you talk to someone perhaps not able to swallow their pride?
Well, the only thing that I can say on that part is that they're going to have to learn. I can't show them. I can't teach them. You know, I mean, it's just something that they have to do within themselves. And I mean, I'm a very friendly person, a very somewhat knowledgeable person, and I can help people, you know, because people have helped me. So I just try to give back what I get.
I know that having stable housing must have improved your life here in the immediate term, but how does it impact your future?
I really don't know. You don't know how much it's changed my life.
Tell us, if you will.
Well, being homeless, I stayed in a lot of pain, okay? I had a lot of medical issues, back, legs, shoulders, hands, everything, just, you know, just hurting. But I still had to get out there and do the things I had to do to survive. And now that I have my own place, I don't have to do nothing at all except, you know, find me something that's keeping me comfortable from hurting, you know, and I do little work on the side that I know don't bother me, like little paint jobs or, you know, little small moving jobs, something that ain't too heavy. But I mean, I'm comfortable now, and I just don't want to lose my comfort zone. I don't even really come out the house. I love it so much. I really don't come out the house much. If I don't have a doctor's appointment, or go to the store to put groceries in the house or whatever, I don't come out the house because I love it.
What is
and
it?
It's mine.
Well, let me just ask you, you know, about the future. You know, what has this done for your outlook on what the rest of your life looks like?
You know what? This was only the start to a new beginning. I mean, I know what I want in life, and I know what it takes to achieve it in life. So my goal is to put my first foot forward and complete one task at a time. And I know that I can get to where I want to be.
That's Sean Trammell. He is a Community Action Agency of Cincinnati and Hamilton County Home Relief Program client. We're also joined by the organization's president and CEO, Mark Lawson. Mark, one of the major expenses that people face when they move into anywhere, new or otherwise, is related to utilities. Can you talk about the relationship with some of the local utilities that have been developed over the course of this pandemic era and helping people keep those utilities on?
Sure. I can't say enough great things about working with Greater Cincinnati Water Works and the Metropolitan Sewer District and Duke Energy. All of them have been wonderful partners and making it very simple and streamlined for us to connect with them so that we can figure out their customers' arrearages and get them and pay on their behalf as quickly as we can. So some of those folks we have online portals and access to with clients' permission, but it's quite seamless, and they've been great partners. And we do have a lot of money for utilities, and it's really helping a bunch of people.
What kind of condition is your organization in, Mark? I know a lot of different agencies have obviously been impacted as well during this pandemic, even while needing to help others. How do you think CAA will look on the other side of this?
That's a great question, Michael. So our staff has been extraordinarily resilient. We closed up in person way back in March at the beginning of the pandemic early on, just for the safety and health of our staff and for our family clients. And we got everybody technology improvements, whether it's computers or cell phones. And so everything we're doing is remote work. We have opened our Head Start in person after a couple of stops and starts because of COVID infections. But it's tough on the staff. You know, some like working remotely from home, some do not. We're going to try to get back, you know, in. We're proud to say that we never had any furloughs or layoffs this entire time. We've added staff. In this particular home relief program, we've now got up to 18 staff working every day on this project. So we've weathered the storm very well, I think, treated our staff well, been very flexible about PTO, whether it's COVID-related, trying to get as many folks vaccinated as possible and making it as easy as possible, working in partnership with WinMed, who is in one of our buildings. So I would say overall, it's been very difficult, but our staff has reacted amazingly well.
And let me ask you a broader question, Mark. During this pandemic, what do you think our community has learned, or what do you hope we have learned about the need for safety nets and how vulnerable perhaps any of us could be given certain circumstances?
Right. I think it shows the importance of safety nets, and even all of us in this business, and I've been doing it for a long time. You know, we talk about a hand up, not a handout. But oftentimes in this pandemic and resulting economic collapse has showed that we do need the safety net for folks to give them the space to get a different job, you know, get moving forward in their careers, all of which we have programs for. But if you are struggling to have a roof over your head for your family, it is very hard to keep a job, find a job. And so the importance of the safety net, I think, is borne out by what's happened in this pandemic. And the other thing I think we've learned is that we do best when our community comes together, and it has, and those private donations to us so we can help folks like Mr. Tamel, that just shows what kind of a community we have. So those are some of the positives that we've seen during this difficult time.
And Sean Trammell, a client of this program, I want to ask you a similar question. Sean, you did make references to having struggled before and working day to day to secure any place to stay in the night. Do you think or hope that the community has learned anything about our own vulnerabilities and the way that some disruptions could change our comforts?
Yes, I do. And as an observer, I kind of see it on a daily basis around here. And it's a lot of people struggling, but they're not giving up. And I see them watching others. So it kind of helps the community build off of each other. So I think it's a lot of positive happening in the community. It's just a lot of people just don't notice it.
That's Sean Trammell, a client of the Community Action Agency of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. We've also been joined by that agency's president and CEO, Mark Lawson. We've got details on this program at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Mark, Sean, thank you so much for taking some time with us. Sean, I hope you enjoy your new home.
Thank you, Michael, and I appreciate it. Mr. Lawson, thank you all for your services.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.